one of the things we got to do is cue up the movie itself. That part where, you know, Charlie Sheen is coming out of the bullpen, the crowd is going wild. And again, that whole behind the scenes thing, people love to talk about how, you know, when you're using that many extras in filming a movie, and you've really got to work to get people pumped up because there's no actual game going on, you know, and you've got to get them cheering for Charlie Sheen like crazy, as if, you know, the playoffs really are on the line. And you know, like I said, people did it, came together. It was a great movie. In real life, the Brewers were off yesterday. They began 3 games in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Eric Lauer's pitching at 7:15 tonight, and then 6:15 Saturday, 1:15 on Sunday. And then this is a very unusual schedule for the Brewers next. After they get done with these 3 in St. Louis, on Monday, they begin 4 games versus the LA Dodgers, then 3 games next weekend at Wrigley Field, then 3 games at LA to play the Dodgers, and then 3 at home against the Cubs. So there's consistency in the teams and inconsistency on where they wake up on any given day. So it'll be a unique stretch after all these, let's see, 3, 7, 10, 16, these 16 games, these 16 games are the most critical, Luke. I know I said it about the 3 games this weekend, but I really believe these 16 are it. That's the season right there.
This is going to be the first, I believe these are the only 2 series against the Dodgers as well. And so I forget if it's the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets right now, who are the hottest team in baseball, but we got to avoid sweeps for sure. But I think if we split
that
series,
right, Cotton, sweeps are bad.
And this is what I'm saying. If they are going and they kind of split the 4 game series 2 apiece against the Dodgers and they win the series against the Cubbies, I have a feeling that it's going to be fine.
Well, Cubs like Pittsburgh, you know, you got to beat teams like that. You can be forgiven for what you do with the Dodgers, but I mean, it really is do or die this weekend against the Cardinals. You can't keep losing ground to them. Weather-wise, it's one of those days where the weather really does have a big difference on whether you're on the west side of the state or the east side, as showers, rain, thunder, some, you know, not severe thunderstorms, but, you know, a little bit of thunder rumbling in, all from west to east. So here on the western side of the state today, we already have a rainy morning. That will come to the eastern half of the state later, and perhaps much later in the day. And by the time that happens, it's going to start to get nice again on the western side of the state and start to warm up. But today's going to be cooler, especially as that rain comes through. But as we talked about, whether it's cornfields or otherwise, it is sorely needed. Our apologies if it ruins any of your plans, but it's something that we've got to have. It was not rainy yesterday at the Wisconsin State Fair as some visitors came through, and what a fearsome foursome this was. You have Tim Michaels, the new Republican nominee for governor, his running mate for lieutenant governor, Roger Roth, the new attorney general nominee for Republicans, Eric Toney, and then the man, the myth, the legend, former Wisconsin governor, Tommy Thompson, all coming through the Wisconsin State Fair in a show of unity.
Did you see the variety of outfits that they had too? It was all the same colored shirt and they just kind of varied pants colors, but they looked very similar.
That was one of my first impressions was seeing that was like, do I have to like burn all my khakis now? I mean, this was not, if you had the JCPenney or the Sears catalog, you know, in the 1970s, this wasn't that far from it. And yeah, it was like the official, you know, Republican uniform with the dress shirt and then just different kinds of khakis or slacks to go along with it. But look at the difference between those who have experience in politics and, you know, understand the need for, I don't know, manners, you know, versus those who are new into this and think that it's got to be, you know, all-star wrestling all the time. You know, you've got Tommy Thompson, who, you know, agree or disagree with him, has been a class act as he's left the governorship. He has stood up to fellow Republicans at times when it comes to COVID. And when asked about Rebecca Clefish, he said, she's a young lady. She's got a lot of talent. We'll see her again. And, you know, those things could all be true, whether she sticks around in politics or not, who knows? But, you know, Tommy said the right things. Young lady, a lot of talent. See her again. Contrast that with Tim Michaels. I got a call from her. Yeah, she's trying to move on with her life. I think she's a fine person. She had a lot of great followers. They're all going to come around at some time, at the right time, probably very soon, you know, making it all about him. You know, she's moving on with her life. Just trying to push her off stage. I mean, can you be a graceful winner if you could, please? And that's what has to happen. But if, instead, Michaels confirmed that he did indeed hear from former President Donald Trump on Tuesday night. There is no word here on whether Michaels asked about sensitive documents and, you know, nuclear secrets and how to handle classified information. Hopefully won't become an issue if he becomes governor. But Michaels said he congratulated me. And again, he reiterated, he said, I knew I picked the right guy because you're a businessman. You're an outsider. You're not a career politician. And that's what's needed in government to get things done. Probably the least true thing ever said that has done more damage to politics in our generation than anything else. And not true. Tim Michaels is not an outsider. Tim Michaels was the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in 2004 and got beat by Russ Feingold. He has run for state Senate before in the late 90s. He is a regular donor to Republican causes. He's been inside all of the behind the scenes groups, you know, from road builders onwards. He is anything but an outsider. He is a wealthy Connecticut businessman who sees that, you know, if you can put $10 million of your own money into a race, you can beat the, you know, the establishment candidate, but not an outsider. And I don't know how many times we have to learn the same lesson. Government's not a business. People who say government should be a business or try to run it like a business have always failed and always will fail because they are not in any way the same thing. But Michaels instead says at the fair yesterday, and this is from Isaac Yu of the Journal Sentinel, people come up to me all the time and say, thank you for running. I'm tired with what's going on in politics right now. I hear it all the time. They say, I'm in a union and they tell me to vote Democrat, but the Democratic Party has left me. It's all about social issues now for the Democratic Party. Bull, stop. We're going to call bull on that every single time when they say it's all about social issues. Again, if there's one thing you should be able to do in public service, it's walk and chew gum. If, again, all you're thinking about is running like a business and looking for a profit, you know, rather than service, then you're not going to get the other half of the equation of public service, and that is opportunity, presenting everybody with equal opportunities, which, again, not equal outcomes, equal opportunities to get an education and to access the workplace and to access healthcare. And instead, there is this continued fairy tale that depicts progressives as being all about wokeness and all about social issues, when in fact, this is a side of the aisle that is all about helping people reach economic prosperity through opportunities. And while at the same time, you know, providing that common human decency. Remember, we said this when the show first started about wokeness. And when you hear the word woke is nothing more than don't be an ass. That's it. Don't discriminate against somebody. Don't hate somebody because of who they are. Don't treat somebody differently. Don't discriminate because you don't like their religion or you don't like their, you know, their gender choices. If they are living their own life, they don't need your permission. The great Bill Russell passed away recently, NBA legend. And I heard that one of his great quotes when he talked about, you know, the chances that he took during the civil rights era, the way that he stood up for others was, and I'll try not to mess up the line here, but he said, my citizenship is not a gift. It is a birthright. That to him meant he does not need somebody's permission, white, black, or otherwise, male, female, or otherwise. He does not need somebody else's permission to be a citizen and to have the rights and opportunities that come with citizenship. It does not mean he wants to be treated more favorably. It means he wants to be treated equally and that is not happening. If that's wokeness, then yeah, you can try to use it as a pejorative, but all that really means is be a decent person. So when somebody like Tim Michaels says it's all about social issues now for the Democratic Party, he's not telling you the truth. He's ignoring the fact that Democrats and progressives have been working tirelessly for generations now on economic issues, making sure that somebody is getting a living wage. There's no reason anybody in America should work full-time hours and still be in poverty. There's something wrong there. And so that, for example, is not a big government mandate, you know, to pay a decent wage, because, you know, employers, businesses are not entitled. They're not entitled to cheap labor. You know, they have the opportunity to run a business, but if they can't run that business without cheap labor that keeps their own workers in poverty, well, they're not entitled to have that. If their business doesn't succeed, it doesn't succeed. That's why we have, you know, labor standards. It's why we have consumer standards. It's why we have environmental standards. Those things are what truly help build an economy for all, not just the investors, not just the owners, not just the employers. And so, yes, that's what progressives do on both sides. They do take stances on social issues, but also on economic fairness and opportunity. But Michaels says that for him, it's only about the economy. And Michaels said in this article, his number one priority is, quote, a strong economy and great jobs for the hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens of Wisconsin. And I'm going to jump all over that one where he says the law-abiding citizens of Wisconsin, because again, this is what they're going to do for, you know, 90, 89 days now. It's all about law-abiding and law and order. And again, it's all about, you know, scaring people and making people think that they are surrounded by those who are ready to break the law or who aren't taxpayers. He enjoys that fantasy that people on the lower end of the income spectrum are takers rather than makers, and that they don't pay taxes. They hate the fact that some people actually make so little money that they can't pay income taxes, while completely ignoring the taxes that they still have to pay, whether it's through their rent or their mortgage, trying to keep a house over their heads, the sales taxes that they pay, the license fees for everything from, you know, driving their car and more. There's plenty of taxes being paid by everybody. There's very few people that pay no taxes. We are tax-paying and law-abiding citizens in Wisconsin. We do, as Tim Michaels says, want a strong economy and great jobs. But we also want them under conditions where anybody who wants to work hard can get that opportunity to have that job, to advance, to not feel unsafe at work, to not feel persecuted because of who they are, who they love, what religion they are. These are the things we want. That's what you find in a well-rounded package of a candidate, not somebody who claims to be a businessman and an outsider with that very narrow focus of, you know, the money, the money, the money. We have a special guest coming up after this next break and a special product soon to be on Wisconsin shelves. We'll talk about that next. This is Up North News.